It's time to look ahead and plan for what happens after high school. Yes, it's August, and yes, many K-12 schools in Wisconsin haven't even started the year. And yet, now is the time that incoming high school seniors have to actively prepare for what they want a year from now. Thanks for joining us on The Morning Show. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina in for Kate Archer-Kent. This conversation is for you and with you. 800-642-1234 is the number you can use to share your experience with us. What questions do you have about Wisconsin colleges and tech schools? What is your experience trying to figure out what happens next in a pandemic? Help us help you. 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. To start this hour, we have two guests. Ashley Hansen is the Associate Vice President of Admissions at Carthage College in Kenosha. Ashley, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here this morning.
Andre Phillips is the Director of Admissions and Recruitments at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Good morning, Andre.
Good morning, Keely. Thank you very much for having me on.
The pandemic changed everyone's lives in some way, including students either getting ready to apply in college or enrolling at an institution. I want to ask you both, let's start with you, Andre. What effect has the pandemic had on enrollment at UW-Madison?
From an enrollment view, we are fortunate to have been able to meet our enrollment goal. We set out to enroll this year's first year class freshman at 7,300. We set out to enroll approximately 1,000 transfer students. On the transfer side, we are just above that target, so we feel quite good about that. On the freshman side of the ledger, we'll be just shy, it looks like, of 7,300, but I will say our students are moving in this week, quite frankly, and really up to the 11th hour, we've been engaged with the students, their families, and on occasion, those who have supported them throughout the process. And a number of our students and families have been concerned about what campus would look like, what the resources would be, what changes and course offerings. But at this moment, we think finally students will be in our community. And as I'm sure you know and have heard, things will be different in how we offer courses. But we are attempting to, with this class, not only meet our enrollment, but to deliver the quality education that students expect from us.
Ashley, what about at Carthage College? Have you seen students defer enrollment? Has it changed the numbers?
So in terms of the numbers, you know, we are actually going to be seeing one of our largest incoming freshman classes coming in, but that doesn't mean people haven't changed their mind. And so our students are moving in this week as well. You know, they started here on Monday and will be going through Sunday. And so we are seeing a little bit more melt is what we call it within higher education, or people deferring than we normally would. Thankfully, we are coming from where we are seeing a record number of enrolled students. So we are fine from that end. But, yes, students are making that decision sometimes at the last minute that maybe heading off to college may not be the best choice for them right now. Or they're asking to have the remote option. And so, you know, one of the advantages with a smaller school is that we are able to really accommodate to what our student needs. You know, so if they are coming from a family that may have, you know, health concerns, you know, we can offer them that option to go remote and, you know, still have that college experience as much as they can. You know, so, but as we move forward into our new incoming freshman move-in weekend, you know, students, you know, there's a lot of anxiety out there, you know, because now this got real. And so we're working with them. But, you know, hopefully, you know, we will remain strong here. You know, we're set to welcome 750 new incoming freshmen and then approximately 90 transfer students as well.
We're talking with Ashley Hansen, who's the Associate Vice President of Admissions at Carthage College, and also Andre Phillips, who's the Director of Admissions and Recruitments at UW-Madison. And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. Are you a parent of a high school or college student? How has the pandemic affected your kid's career planning? Maybe you are the kid trying to figure out what happens next. What are you thinking about as you look at your options after high school? You can call us at 800-642-1234. Ask your questions of our admissions experts here. Ashley, some students, I mean, thousands of high school juniors and especially seniors, they're getting their college search firmed up here. How might the process look different for them this year?
So for the high school students, you know, as they're, most of them are getting ready to gear up, head to school virtually or one way or the other. And so the support that they are looking for in terms of the college search may not be there like it normally has been. You know, for example, many high school seniors, you know, use their college and career planning center through their high school. They'll use a counselor. And so especially if they're first-generation college students, they may not have that support system at home, you know, someone who has gone through that before. And, you know, for families who are starting this college search process, reach out to us. You know, we're here to help. You know, that's why we are the experts. And we have gone through this many, many times. And so simply knowing where to start can be a little bit overwhelming, you know, especially as students are looking at different types of schools. You know, let's say they want to explore public schools, private schools, and look at the technical options. You know, the visit options for each of these schools may be different. You know, how the schools are sharing information about the college could be different, and sometimes that in and of itself can be really overwhelming because each school does it differently. And so the biggest thing is, you know, pick up the phone, give us a call. You know, Carthage, we are open for visits. You know, we are able to welcome families safely with one-on-one tours of campus, one-on-one meetings with admissions directors, socially distant. They can still interact one-on-one with a current Carthage student. But for other schools, they may not be ready to welcome visitors. So, you know, does that mean that you have to look at their virtual tours and, you know, gain more information through the website? You know, but the biggest thing is we're here to help families as they're trying to figure out, where do I get the information from?
And Ashley, do you feel like colleges in general have this under control at this point, or are we still trying to figure it out while trying to answer questions of students and their parents?
I think it's a combination of both. I think over the past, you know, 5 months, we've learned a lot, and colleges have reacted quickly, and they are making sound decisions with the information that they have in front of them. Now, that also means that things could change, though, and so we need to be able to pivot quickly with anything. You know, as new guidelines come out and, you know, new information, we're going to have to change the way we're doing things. But as long as we're willing to be able to change, we can do that. Keeping the students and their families as the most important factor, absolutely, we can do this very, very well. You know, some schools may have advantages to do that quicker over the others, you know, depending on their resources, depending on their size. But yes, I feel that, you know, we are at a good point where we are doing things in the best interest of our students.
Ashley Hansen is the Associate Vice President of Admissions at Carthage College in Kenosha. We've also talked with Andre Phillips, who's the Director of Admissions at UW-Madison. Your calls are welcome this hour on the Ideas Network, 800-642-1234. Do you work at one of the state's colleges or technical schools? How has the pandemic changed the way that you'll connect with students? Give us a call. We're taking your questions, 800-642-1234. This is The Morning Show. College admissions departments are having to adjust their expectations. That's because public health orders to stay home meant K-12 schools changed the way they assessed grades, and it made it impossible for some students to access standardized testing. We're talking about this year's plan for prospective college students here on The Morning Show. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Voltina, and we've got two guests who work in admissions with us. Andre Phillips is the Director of Admissions for UW-Madison. Ashley Hansen is the Associate Vice President of Admissions at Carthage College in Kenosha. And we're taking your calls, your questions about getting into college, about what the college experience will be like and how to plan. 800-642-1234. There's a line for you at 1-800-642-1234. Andre, in the spring, we saw K-12 schools adjust instruction. They graded students differently after going online. What accommodations have your offices had to make because of pass-fail options or other differences in the spring's transcripts?
Historically, we've always worked with schools to understand their approach to preparing students for college or just preparing students for high school graduation. And even though we are accustomed to letter grades or numerical grades, when we had to look at eighth semester grades where there were pass-fail, we were dependent on schools to share with us their decision and what these grades represented. And we think as we now pivot to our next application cycle, and we will see undoubtedly transcripts with, in some cases, pass-fail grades. We are still dependent on schools to give us a sense of the decision they made or how students approached this new environment of grading. Our approach to reviewing applications is holistic to begin with. So we look at, obviously, the transcript is the single most important factor in the application, but a letter of recommendation from a school official, either a school counselor, a high school teacher, someone who's in the engagement with students to tell a story about the school. But we also pay attention to how students themselves tell their story or capture for us in a snapshot of writing what their experiences might be. And we anticipate in this applicant pool for students from all across our state, we'll have an opportunity to write a little bit about their journey during this period, to share information. And in our review, we'll try to understand, obviously, the environment, what school decisions were made, how students managed, but we'll also listen to school officials as well in making some determination. And keep in mind, students will have a history and over time where we've been able to understand something about course selection from freshman year to sophomore year to junior year and beyond, that will give us, we believe, a good foundation to work with.
Ashley, how heavily do you weigh those transcripts with other materials that we're hearing Andre talk about, things like personal statements or letters of recommendation, ACT, SAT scores?
Yeah, so 2 years ago, we actually moved to a process of, you know, being test optional. So students had that choice whether or not to submit their test scores. You know, over the past 2 years, the majority of students were still submitting their SAT or ACT scores. But this past April, we did make that decision to go completely, almost test blind for our students, where all they need to submit is their high school transcripts. You know, for certain programs here at Carthage, we do require additional information, such as an essay or interview, depending on their major. But when looking at transcripts, you know, GPA is truly a better indicator of how a student will do at that college level. And so, you know, not only do we look at the GPA itself, but we're looking at the strength of their curriculum. We're looking at the number of AP or honors courses that they are taking. But also, when students apply, colleges are provided an admissions profile from the high school that talks about, you know, what courses, their grading system. And so that can really give us an accurate picture of how the student will do. Now, students are still welcome to submit test scores For some, it's important to be able to include that information, you know, but we're going to see over the next 2 years that students simply can't submit them. And because testing dates are being canceled, you know, students are signing up and typically about 24 hours before the test is supposed to take place, they are being canceled. And so we really have to be able to take down these barriers for our students and make this process less stressful, but we can still maintain, you know, the rigors of the college and stay true to our academic standards at the same time.
Ashley Hansen is the Associate Vice President of Admissions at Carthage College. Andre Phillips is the Director of Admissions and Recruitment at UW-Madison. We're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. A few minutes left here, specifically talking about college as part of the higher education spectrum. Wondering what your experience is like trying to figure out what to do for next year, or maybe you are headed to college or you've got a student headed to college this fall and you want to share your story. You can call us at 800-642-1234. And just to finish up with this testing aspect, Andre, UW-Madison's test optional admissions policy has now been extended through summer of 2023. What does that mean for prospective students at UW-Madison?
So very similar to what Ashley shared in our review, we give students the option to tell us whether or not they would like their scores to be considered or not. We think in our holistic review, and we believe this, given the factors that the dynamic of our review process, that we will be able to make an informed decision. But what's really important for UW-Madison, and I would imagine other institutions are thinking in similar ways, we want to give ourselves a window of time to answer one fundamental question, whether or not in the review process we can make admission decisions, quality admission decisions that will not disadvantage students and, quite frankly, free students up to better tell their story without the dependency on an exam, on a test exam, be it an ACT or SAT. And so this window will allow us to do research. We have commissioned what we refer to on campus affectionately as our STAR Lab, a research lab that's housed within the Division of Enrollment Management that's led by one of our leading faculty members and a research team to really examine the role that testing actually plays, or in the case, in our case, particularly for students that don't submit, can we make similar admission decisions to award admission to students who are otherwise prepared to find success? So this will be an exciting time for us. We recognize that there is, and Ashley referred to this, and I underscore it, that there's undoubtedly anxiety whether a test score is submitted or not. And so it will be incumbent upon us, and I would say for our peers around the country, to really talk about the educational enterprise beyond just measures that look at scores, but that will speak to foundational education that's governed in large part by what happens in the classroom over an extended period of time, and to really take the long view from freshman year to senior year and how students build upon coursework in a foundational way that ought to equate to success on the collegiate level.
Andre, Renee emailed to ask about support for older or non-traditional students. Renee says there's a lot of support for new or traditional students, but not the returning adult students. In this last minute or so, how are colleges, especially, you know, UW-Madison, helping the non-traditional students juggle things?
Oh, excellent. And I will try to answer briefly because I think it's an extraordinarily great question to ask. And forgive me if I'm going to crow for a moment, but one of the ways at UW-Madison, we're attempting, there are two ways that I want to highlight very, very quickly. Options for returning students We are standing up online UW-Madison, for example, which by its design for us, and I would suspect for other institutions, is really thinking about the returning student, students who might have stopped out, older students who are seeking to pursue a bachelor's degree. And it's designed to take life experiences into account to examine what collegiate work students might have engaged, and then how to connect that to the potential degree path one might follow. The second thing we have, and again, I'm trying to be really brief.
And Andre, we actually only have a few seconds left, so I'm so sorry. Andre, thanks for taking the time to talk with us here. Andre Phillips is the Director of Admissions and Recruitment at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We really appreciate Andre's time. And our conversation on how to plan for higher education continues this hour of the morning show. We've got Carthage College's Ashley Hansen staying with us as we talk tech schools and making the leap to start a new learning course as an adult. Your calls along the way. This is the morning show on the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Join us tonight at 8 o'clock for live NPR coverage of the Republican National Convention. We bring you a mix of live and virtual events as delegates confirm Donald Trump as the party's candidate for president. That's tonight through tomorrow night, starting at 8 o'clock on Wisconsin Public Radio and at WPR.org. It's the morning show. I'm Keeley Boltina in for Kate Archer Kent, and we're spending the hour talking about higher education. We've gone over how getting into a four-year college looks different right now, and now we're talking about our options at tech schools and programs for adults ready to take on new educational challenges. And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Share your experiences. Ask your questions about what happens with learning as an adult after high school. We've got Ashley Hansen, who's Associate VP of Admissions at Carthage College in Kenosha, who stays with us. Also want to welcome Therese Craig. Therese Craig is the Associate Vice President of the Office of Student Success for the Wisconsin Technical College System. Good morning, Therese.
Good morning.
Teresa, we actually have someone here on the line ready to go to talk about tech colleges. So I want to welcome Aaron from Peshtigo.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, Keely.
Hi.
I work at Northeast Wisconsin Technical College based out of Green Bay here. I'm a farm business and production management instructor. And I just wanted to tell you guys about some of the great options that the technical school has to offer to students. Yeah, I know I'm a product of the four-year institution. I went to Stevens Point, and then I got a master's at Purdue. And I had no idea what opportunities technical colleges had to offer, particularly for students who might not have a clear idea of what they want at the end of their college experience. It's an inexpensive way to get those GEDs done, get some experiences, and try to get some vision for where they want to go without going into debt in order to accomplish that. There's also some awesome, high-paying, challenging, and productive careers that you can pursue all the way through from the technical college, like plumbing, electrical, nursing, auto mechanic, really high-paying, high-demand careers that you can get started in for a very reasonable cost.
Aaron, thank you so much for joining us, for calling 800-642-1234 to share that experience at tech colleges. And Teresa, is Aaron speaking your language here?
He definitely is. I think we could have just had Aaron join you this morning. Thank you, Aaron, for that great, message for what we are doing at the technical college system in terms of just meeting our students where they are. And, you know, in the pandemic especially, our colleges have been phenomenal in terms of making sure that all students have access to technology, that they have hotspots, that their food's secure, and just trying to make sure that any interruptions that have occurred in students' lives don't stop their educational journey. And so when we look at our technical colleges and all of our learners, whether they're dual enrollment students to our adults, we are doing everything we can to continue to move them along their educational career journeys.
And Teresa, what adjustments has the Wisconsin Technical College system made to serve students better under these unique circumstances?
Sure. So there's been a ton of opportunities for us to talk with so many different partners, both pre-pandemic and post-pandemic, again, making sure that we're preparing Wisconsin's essential workforce. And that includes working with our partners at DSPS to make sure that our, you know, graduating nurses, allied healthcare professionals, IT folks, food production, transportation, so many different careers like Aaron named, are still able to move forward, not just through graduation, but through licensure and making sure that those essential programs and first responders are able to get out into the field and to assist. In addition, hands-on equipment was sent out as needed to homes to make sure that we were bringing students back safely, providing PPE to students who, again, we have students from all over the spectrum, as Aaron mentioned, and so we have valedictorians and we have students who are first generation learners. So making sure that we're trying to remove any barriers and ensuring that they have those vital student support services along with quality instruction has been our focus.
Ashley Hansen, want to bring you back into the conversation here at Carthage College in Kenosha. Carthage offers an evening undergraduate studies program that really caters to adult learners. How is this program changing because of the pandemic?
Absolutely. So, you know, the majority of our students are those traditional college age, but we do have a portion of our students who are the non-traditional or they're coming back for degree completion. We are very proud to partner actually with the Wisconsin Technical College system where we have transfer credit agreements with them that certain courses will transfer to Carthage, you know, if they're looking to complete that four-year degree. But as careers are changing, you know, students are wanting to come back. People are wanting to come back to school to either complete their degree, to change their career path. You know, we have also added an RN to BSN completion program, and so that is seeing a demand. But then also, you know, our non-traditional students are looking at ways that they can enhance their degrees, you know, through our Masters of Education, Masters of Music, you know, especially in fields right now that may not be as much of demand, we're seeing that they want to go back to school at this point, which is very normal when we go through this type of, you know, economic crisis along with the public health crisis. But yes, we can work with our non-traditional students, you know, whether they want to enroll full-time, they want to do part-time, they can do part-time day, part-time evening. They will work with Bill, our coordinator of all that one-on-one so that we're customizing a plan that works best with them. But we're glad to be a partner, though, with the Wisconsin Technical College system, though, as well.
Ashley Hansen is Associate VP of Admissions at Carthage College in Kenosha, and Teresa Craig is the Associate Vice President of the Office of Student Success for the Wisconsin Technical College System. And they're here taking your calls right now at 800-642-1234. Maybe you work at one of the Wisconsin Technical Colleges, or maybe you have a student who has had some experience there or is considering going to a technical college or has moved on and used an associate's degree to build onto additional degrees. Share your experience with us at 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. Teresa, I heard Ashley talking about those nursing degrees, and that makes us think of essential workforce. We've really relied on them during the pandemic. How have the tech schools made changes to offer courses that students who are working can become healthcare professionals?
Absolutely. So we are very proud of our expanded, transfer agreements across our state with our private and UW partners. And in terms of our essential workforce, and especially our nursing and first responders, we have looked across the board at where we can continue to offer on-site, again, ensuring health and safety of our students, faculty, and staff, but then also really worked, especially, you know, through the spring into the summer on expanding online and hybrid opportunities. We work closely with our local public health departments. And again, I mentioned DSPS to make sure that we're moving our students through those programs, both safely but efficiently, and not compromising quality of that programming, and making sure that those students are ready to go and assist, especially during this pandemic.
Sure, because you certainly want people prepared and ready with the degree to go out and work, but you don't want to rush the preparation.
Correct. And so, you know, there's more sections, for example, being offered so that we can, again, ensure the quality and the safety of the folks that are in those courses. So we may, you know, where we would have had, let's say, 12 students in a course, we may be doing two sections of six, so that those students are still getting that hands-on experience with their faculty and in a clinical setting. But again, making sure that we're adhering to what our local and federal public health officials are suggesting from a safety standpoint.
And Ashley, how is Carthage College considering that when trying to support students who are going through programs that we know are in significant need right now?
Absolutely. So, you know, the demand of the population is always so important when we're trying to decide how to expand. And so because we want to be able to provide, you know, the workforce that is needed. And so that's where, you know, the RN to BSN completion program really evolved from, you know, especially in the Kenosha area, where the majority but it's a significant amount of people only have their associate's degree in nursing, and having partnerships with Gateway Technical College and College of Lake County, you know, that was a huge need to fill that 4-year Bachelor of Nursing program. And so, you know, we're also looking at expanding in other areas, you know, such as engineering, data science. And so looking at what the market demands is important to any college's decision and what programming to offer. But more importantly, you know, is that online? Is that in person? Is it a hybrid, providing options, you know, especially for our non-traditional students who are working full-time or have families and commitments, you know, that traditional delivery method really has to be considered as we add these new programs to the mix.
Sure. So it's a combination of all of these things to really contribute to the success of students. We've got Ashley Hansen, who's Associate VP of Admissions at Carthage College in Kenosha. Also, Teresa Craig, who's Associate Vice President of the Office of Student Success for the Wisconsin Technical College System. And we're talking about higher education here on The Morning Show. Maybe you've got a story to tell or a question you want answered. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. We're having this conversation about what happens after high school or in adult learning all hour. Ideas@WPR.org. I'm Keely Boltina. Stay with us here on The Morning Show. Thanks for listening to the Ideas Network. Maybe you're thinking now is the time to get an advanced certificate or go back to school. Maybe you've got some credits from a while ago just waiting to count toward a new degree. Or maybe your college plans are just different now in a pandemic. This conversation on The Morning Show is for you. I'm Keely Boltina. Our guests are Teresa Craig from the Wisconsin Technical College System and Ashley Hansen from Carthage College. And we're taking your calls. Let's start with Sonia in Milwaukee. Hi, Sonia.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show this morning. So
definitely.
I am a registered nurse and I have an ADN actually from Gateway Technical College in Kenosha. I've been looking to go back to school. I've been practicing for about 20 years as a nurse. So I'm looking into programs that will, you know, best suit my needs. I work full time and I have a family. And I'm finding it's actually kind of daunting to choose a program. There are so many programs out there to determine which one will help me, you know, and give me some consideration for my years of practice as a registered nurse. It's really overwhelming.
Oh, Sonia, I'm sorry it's overwhelming, but I can totally understand why it would be. Thanks for asking the question. Ashley, any advice for Sonia on where to start here?
Absolutely. Sonia, we're here to help. And so this is our wheelhouse. And, you know, sometimes just picking up the phone and, you know, making that call to get information is just simply the first step you need to do. But, you know, the program here at Carthage, the RN to BSN completion, we try to make it as simple as possible. You know, with the January start date that we have coming up, that's our next start date. It can be online, it can be in person, you know, whatever fits your needs. It can be a combination of both. You know, we will work with you throughout the financing because that is always one of the biggest decision makers. You know, depending on who you work for, you may qualify for an employer discount in the amount of 10% as well. And then, you know, the program length is always something very important to consider. You know, our RN to BSN completion program can be anywhere from 16 to 17 months as well. So, you know, we here at Carthage, you will have a faculty advisor who will mentor you throughout the program. So step by step, you know, when life gets in the way of your classes sometimes, you know, we're going to help you through that. And so, yes, know that you can reach out to me after today's call and we can at least get you that information. And, you know, at this point, simply giving the information that you need to make the best decision. And no, you're not the only one going through this. You know, there's people in the program, you know, who have those same life commitments and work commitments. And so going through this program together can be a really helpful way to get that completed.
Sonia, we hope that answer helps you. And it sounds like it's great to be aware of things and read online, but you might just want to get a hold of a real person to talk about this at some of these places. So we really appreciate your willingness to share. We've got another caller ready to talk with us, Bert from Rice Lake. Hey, Bert.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good, thanks. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a retired dean from the technical college system up here in Rice Lake, and way long time ago when I retired, I made proposals that the business programs would require internship of all their students. And then I even wrote a proposal to the state, which didn't go anywhere because basically the administrators say, well, we got it available, but it's not required. And I'm thinking from a marketing standpoint, boy, if I was a high school student or if I was a person out there working and I thought, you know, I could get credit for working, I think it would be fantastic and a great attractive. Now, is there anybody that does this? Pretty much Stout does it. You know, Stout, I think, has 80% of their people take some kind of internship.
Yeah, Bert, thanks for raising this issue. I want to make sure that Teresa has a chance to respond. What role do internships or credit for work play in tech programs here in Wisconsin?
Sure. The technical colleges are still very, very much utilizing that opportunity to get our students out into the field. And so, Bert, thank you for your early work with that. Absolutely still utilizing internships, externships, on-the-job training, which is typically utilized by many of our apprenticeships, where that learn and earn format is, you know, very much in play and being expanded, especially during what we would think might be a downside on the pandemic. But really, you know, our workforce is strong.
All right. Thank you so much for that call, and thanks for that answer, Teresa. We're talking with Teresa Craig, who is the Associate Vice President of the Office of Student Success for the Wisconsin Technical College System. Also speaking with Ashley Hansen, Associate VP of Admissions at Carthage College in Kenosha. And we're talking about what higher education looks like right now and how it's changing here in this pandemic. And we've got Jim from Madison on the line, too. Hey, Jim.
Hello.
Hi. You have a question for us this morning?
Yeah, so you know, I've actually got my PhD from Berkeley and my undergrad here from Madison, and those are in the good old days when it didn't break the bank. I mean, my kids right now are in such debt from being in school. I feel sorry for someone from, you know, farther up north where they don't have any colleges. I've always wondered when are we going to stop building all these fancy buildings, go to internet, start lowering courses, do more, you know, start lowering the costs of courses, do more online, do apprenticeships. I don't see how people afford it.
Yeah. Jim, thank you for bringing that up. And I want to give both Teresa and Ashley a chance to address the issue of cost when it comes to higher education at either of your institutions. Teresa, why don't you start? What about lowering the cost of the tech schools?
Absolutely. And so, you know, the technical colleges in the state of Wisconsin, along with two-year colleges nationally, tend to be those open doors for students, especially first generation, or as the caller mentioned, folks who aren't looking to go into tremendous debt. 1 year at our colleges on average is about $6,000. I'm not suggesting that that's, you know, totally affordable out of pocket, but typically through federal financial aid and state financial aid, many students can find affordability to access our colleges, and we see that based on the over 300,000 students that do walk through our doors each year. In terms of the other part of the question or comment regarding online instruction, as I mentioned earlier, we have, especially in this pandemic and especially in some of our rural communities, made an increased effort to ensure that computer technology along with hotspots are available to our students. And I do know that our state legislature is also looking at trying to expand accessibility. And so we know that this pandemic really revealed some of the known equity gaps across the state when it comes to, you know, what communities can access and which communities cannot, based on both socioeconomic status as well as just region and access to online education. And so we're excited that our legislature is looking at trying to make Wisconsin a stronger online option for all of our students across the state, regardless of which institution they're attending. But I also, again, just want to emphasize the affordability and the increased access to computer technology and online technology that our colleges, our 16 colleges, especially those up north,
right,
are really focused on. We also
and
expanded our...
I'm sorry, I'm just going to jump in because I told Ashley she could just have this quick minute to tell us a quick perspective on affordability. No, that's how it works.
Absolutely. So Carthage made this most significant tuition reset in the state of Wisconsin back in September, where we lowered our tuition by 30%, and nearly 100% of our students do receive financial aid. A third of our students are Pell eligible, and so this is where what we do well is at working with each and every family individually. Sticker price is not sticker price, helping advise them through as they're going through the repayment and financing options. And so, yes, this is very important. Higher education is expensive. It's an investment. But our tuition reset is so important to giving Carthage and showing Carthage to families here in the state of Wisconsin.
And as you've been listening, you can tell so much to talk about here and always so little time. I want to thank our guests, Ashley Hansen, who's Associate VP of Admissions at Carthage College in Kenosha. Also, Teresa Craig is the Associate Vice President of the Office of Student Success for the Wisconsin Technical College System. We spent the hour talking about higher education, and we'll continue these discussions here on the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina, and this is The Morning Show.